Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to this team, the Panthers, is this a game that easy to get up for? Plus, your players seem to really want to beat them, just given some of the, you know, the losses over the last couple of years against them.
You know, it's a team, obviously, a very experienced, accomplished team that you've got to be ready for, and I think our guys know that. And it's never an easy game. I think they have a reputation around the league that they've worked for to develop, and you know, when you come in here, you've got to be ready to play.
This team you're playing against is number one in the NHL in goals against, and I think they have shutouts in three of their last four games. Does that worry you as a team that, you know, sometimes struggles with your power play, struggles to score, about scoring goals tonight or this afternoon?
I mean, it's, again, you know, they're one of the top teams in the league, and you prepare for that. So as far as your question was, do you worry?
Did you worry, you know, that you might have a tough task trying to get the puck in the net?
No, I think you focus on high, you know, the gritty areas you have to battle. They force you to battle. They protect the front of their net very well. So the focus would be on elevating your battle, elevating your compete, determination, maybe score as we did last game, Thompson, puck to the net and a rebound, quick tip and a tap in backdoor rebound, but you had to fight to get there. So your attention and focus goes to you know, the areas that you're going to have to elevate in, and good teams make you elevate. And so that goes to the focus instead of a worry as you prepare for a game. So
Dylan is somebody who's obviously very hard on himself and holds himself to a high standard. What's it been like seeing him try to work through the last couple of weeks, trying to get back to feeling good about his game and particularly producing more?
Yeah, and production is just part of it. I mean, he is so valuable in a two-way game and making it hard on the other team. And consequently, when you are hard on another team and your focus and it shouldn't even say focus, when it's natural, when it becomes natural and you're naturally hard on the other team defensively, you get a lot more offense. And I think, you know, sometimes when you're struggling, you start focusing on offense, and then you're you know, the old saying, cheating for offense a little bit, and then you're in trouble, you know. And that happens with lots and lots of players. It's part of it's a part of their frustration at times. But I think Dylan has done a great job in looking at both components, you know, reading situations as, okay, I think this is an offensive opportunity, but what are my defensive responsibilities if it hits a linesman's skate or if it has a bad bounce? And he's starting, you know, he's processing in that area, and the game is he's been a lot more comfortable. I like that he's going in that direction, and I thought the other night he was one of our best players and really was a key in that victory in the area that I'm speaking of, you know, two-way thinking. And he took advantage of those opportunities offensively as a consequence.
How do you get out of him the part of him? Because as he said to us the other day, he goes, we've let the city down, we've let ourselves down, we've let our teammates down. He was pretty down and out. And I'm sure a lot of the players are too, but he kind of wears it on his sleeve. I mean, how do you kind of get him, as you were talking about Rasmus Dahlin, with his competitiveness sometimes turns into frustration. How do you get a younger player past all that?
Yeah, you just, every day, you just keep reminding him and working with him, talking with him. It's a process. I'd love to say you can snap your fingers and resolve issues like that or challenges like that. But, you know, ultra-competitive guys and people, that's just the way it is. They want it bad. Dylan, as you mentioned, you know, He cares, and sometimes, you know, I don't want to say cares too much, but you know, he gets off his game because he cares too much sometimes. But hey, it's part of growing and learning, and again, I think he's come a long way in that regard.
It's been a month now, but it's going to be a little strange seeing Kyle out there. Or does the different number help?
Yeah, no, it probably will be strange. You know, I haven't thought about it too much. Obviously, we're preoccupied with what we are, so I unfortunately haven't been able to watch him much. But I do look forward to seeing him. He did a lot of great things here for our young guys and for our team. And he's a guy you respect and love all in one. And happy and hope things work out well for him.
He said the tough thing is going to be not watching what you guys are doing. He goes, I know those guys so well. I want to make sure they're doing the right things. Yeah, he goes,
I'm sure it'll be a lot harder and odder for him. Because if I stand behind a bench and he's got to make decisions split second out there and over and over. But yeah, I would imagine that would be a challenge, as it is for all guys when they look at a jersey they've worn with a lot of pride and a lot of commitment, as he did with us.
Do you think with your defensemen there's going to be no surprises when it comes to Kyle? They know they're going to get a battle in the corner, and they know they're going to get a battle in front of the net. That's just the way it is, isn't it, with him?
Yeah, they absolutely know that because he practices just like he plays, hard. And, again, another area behind the scenes that he did a real nice job with us, and our guys are well aware of his extremely high compete level.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.